This is Senator Al Simpson. In the misguided Liberals' attempt to save the spotted owl, they look to throw thousands of hardworking families on the endangered species list. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, it is always so easy for legislators to vote yes on a conservation bill which has no economic consequences for their own state. What is so upsetting for most Americans and those who live in the Pacific Northwest is that the radical environmental zealots don't give a hoot for the timber families. Balance is not their goal. Owls rule the roost, regardless of human suffering, and what's worse is that you liberal lapdogs are always listening to them. Ted, these zanies are really off the charts on this one. The thought of just throwing 30,000 breadwinners out of work disgusts most of us out here in mainstream America. The next time you liberals decide to rally around to save the spotted owl, remember the spot you put taxpayers and employees in. What a selfish lot you are.
Hogwash, Al. You're demagoguing the issue when you call it jobs versus owls. Much more is at stake. If the owls die out, it's like the canary dying in the coal mine. All the forests in the entire region are in trouble, and they could all go the way of the owl. Jobs are being lost for other reasons, too. Raw timber is being heavily exported. Timber processing jobs are moving overseas. Automation has taken a toll. In the past decade, timber harvest went up by 6%, but jobs dropped 17%. You can't blame that on the owls. What's needed is industry reforms to stop the senseless clear-cutting of forests and plan for the future. Otherwise, more and more jobs will disappear anyway. If you care about workers in the Pacific Northwest, Al, stop misleading them about the problem and start finding real solutions. America's environmental goals are in our long-run economic and employment best interest, too. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.